Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Good morning to a foggy day and good morning to you, Carl Akers.
Good morning.
You coming to Atlantic from Anita. How was it?
I do. It wasn't too bad, except I came up upon a slow-moving object, which I was wondering why he was on the road.
That's the scary part. You don't know who else is out there on the road. But, you know, I said to somebody, well, as long as you're not driving 90 miles an hour, it was okay. It wasn't like, okay. Anyhow, moving on, let's talk about something bright and shiny. You're going to paint the town red.
Yes, it's kind of a figure of speech to say.
Okay.
I'm sure most of you are familiar with my traveling red dress I've always done in February to raise awareness of heart disease. Well, I just felt like doing something a little different this year.
Okay. And, of course, Chris said, we're visiting with Carla Akers, who's public health program coordinator, and concerned about a lot of different health aspects. And this one has particularly to do with heart.
Yes. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. Most people think that it could be breast cancer or some form of cancer, but actually it is heart attack and stroke.
And many women, I think they're learning. I think we are all learning. But for so long, men were the ones who had the heart attack, so to speak. And the symptoms are different.
Yes, they are. Women now have more stress in their life. Many of them are, you know, besides being a caregiver in their home, are also working a full-time job or maybe two or three jobs. They have to worry about the finances and the cooking and all of that kind of thing. So, yes, the warning signs, unfortunately, with high blood pressure, which is one of the contributing factors, has no warning signs, and it could cause heart attack or stroke.
So we need to be aware about that. So just what you're doing is raising more awareness about that, and you decide on this theme, paint the town red. What are you doing for that?
Well, we wanted to be able to reach the most people within the community that we possibly could, and we're starting small this year by providing these red envelopes to small businesses, mostly in the downtown area at this point. And inside of this red envelope is a vast amount of educational resources and information about what actual physical resources are available here in Atlantic for prevention and treatment.
Okay. And, of course, we finally are getting more information about prevention. For so long, it was all the emphasis was on treatment, and we really want good treatment. But we could do quite a bit to help prevent heart disease and other health problems. So what are some of the things in your envelope that kind of lean toward the prevention?
Well, there's information from the Go Red site, goredforwomen.org. There's some information from there, heart attack warning signs and stroke warning signs. Information from the American Heart Association, of course. There's information from Healthy Cass County. They're doing iMessaging across healthcare providers, how to lower the cholesterol.
And I just mentioned iMessage means not EYE, but capital I. This is what I can do. And so it's sort of a reminder of I could get my blood pressure tested maybe more often than I do.
Yes.
Or I could get my cholesterol checked. Or I could do this to help me know where I'm at in this healthy state or unhealthy state.
Yes. And it's the Iowa Community Transformation Grant is what that is from. There's a brochure about cardiac rehab at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. There's information from one of my programs, the tobacco prevention, and it's things that you can look towards about when you are ready to quit smoking. There's some information about activity. We have a pamphlet here from the Y that tells about their programs. We have information from the Public Health Department and what programs are available through that. And there's great, wonderful resources from the Iowa State University about just some information about facts about the risk factors, healthy eating, and heart disease and food choices.
They're even pretty.
They are. They really are. Information about calling 911 and the actual warning signs, so you know when you should call 911. There's information from Hy-Vee. She has a great resource in here. And then from Emily Kringles at the dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital also. And about the classes that they offer, because we offer some excellent resources about healthy eating. And Emily also has some services that she mentions in her pamphlet, mm-hmm. so you know what's available there, and along the lines of diabetes also.
You know, so often we think we have to go to Omaha or Des Moines or wherever, and, you know, and so, well, I don't know if I can do that yet. We have so many things right here in Cass County, and I must say some other counties do offer some of these things too, but you need to check out what's at home before you go traveling across the country.
Absolutely, and sometimes we just don't know where to start. And when we felt like we wanted to reach out to the small businesses, we encourage them to share this information from this red envelope with their employees, put it somewhere where they may take a break or have accessibility to it so they can look it over. And then we encourage them, if there's some things in there particular that they would like extra copies to give to their employees to have at home or in their purse as a reminder, to contact us then, and we'll get them more of those resources. And if anybody is wanting a red envelope and they would like to share it with their employees, they can just call us. And the other thing we're making available along with the red envelopes is the businesses that participate will have a window cling. So you'll know that they're participating, and they will have these magnetic hearts that are available through the Million Hearts campaign. And they do give the warning signs of heart attack, and so you know when to call 911, because that's really important. And the
yes,
Million Hearts campaign is a nationwide campaign that in 2011 they made the initiative to, in 5 years, to eliminate 1 million heart attacks.
Wow. What? But again, prevention is where that's all going. And you know, it saves us a lot of money. It saves us a lot of stress. It saves us a lot of time. If we can be healthy, it's just so much better.
Right. And the one thing I read about heart disease also is that it's the number one disease that causes the longest term disability. So it's not always just about the end of life, but the quality of your life. And certainly you and I have both seen people who've had a heart attack or stroke, and they're getting back into being able to lead a productive life the way they want to is usually a long haul. It's a big struggle.
Changing habits, changing the way you think, changing a lot of things, and time. It takes time. But the good news is a lot of that is that available. It's not to everybody, because not everybody can do that. But the good news is it is available in terms of getting back to what they want to be for a lot of people. Now, so these envelopes are going to be in the businesses that decide they'd like them. You're going to go up and down the street and say, do you want one of these? There'll be a cling. It'll be a little symbol in the window. And I'm guessing, you know, if I walked into a store and said, I really like to look in your red envelope, that would probably be okay,
too. Oh, yes.
Too.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
The store would probably really like that. So know that we noticed that they're participating in this.
Yes. You'll begin to notice the banners. There'll be a big banner up in the city park, and there'll be one at the hospital to pull it all together. February 1st, this coming Friday, is National Wear Red Day. So in observance of living a heart healthy life, or if you just want to promote it, wear red on Friday.
Okay, and did I see that the mayor said we could maybe just wear red every Friday?
Yes,
as a reminder.
He actually did. He signed a proclamation, and he liked what we had to say about promoting it, but he also added to that every Friday, let's wear red.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, just real quickly, you said you can contact us. How do we contact you, Carla, to get all this stuff?
My direct line at the Public Health Department is 712-243-7443. And you can also contact Melissa Stark, if I'm not there, at 712-243-8006.
And if all else fails, call the Cass County Hospital, and they can tell you where to get you.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Carla Akers, for coming in today, and let's all celebrate and paint the town red. Until next time, here's a thought. As you waste your breath complaining about life, someone out there is breathing their last. Appreciate what you have.